Hello, JCI USA. This is Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, one of the advantages of being a member of JCI USA is that you have access to all of our partnerships and programs that we have at the national and the international level. One of those programs is the Pieces Possible program. This week, we had the opportunity to sit down with Program Manager Ashley Elliott to learn a little bit more about Pieces Possible and also the exciting new app that she created for it.
Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
How are things out in Seattle?
It's finally sunny in Seattle, so we wait all year for this sunshine to come through the clouds, and it's a perfect day.
Well, that's good. Well, now, tonight we have you on here to talk, of course, about Pieces Possible, which you are the program manager for that. This is your second year as program manager, am I correct?
Correct.
Well, why don't you start off for everyone out there that maybe doesn't know what the program is, what exactly is Pieces Possible?
Of course. Pieces Possible is an initiative that was started by the JCI World President, Pascal Dike, from Nigeria in 2016. And the goal is to activate young leaders and young active citizens everywhere to participate in creating peace in their communities. And it's aligned with the United Nations Peace and Security Resolution 2250, which tries to encourage young people to play a very important and key role in peace building.
Great. And what kind of things are involved with the program? What do chapters do specifically?
Yeah, so over the last 2 years, every time I speak with someone about Pieces Possible, they get really excited because there's so many different ways that you could take action. So there's one day where internationally everyone celebrates or kind of takes action to show their commitment to building peace in their communities. That day is Peace Day, and it's September the 21st. And so while I was going through all and meeting young leaders from all different JCI chapters and states, people were letting me know they needed to know a little bit more about the types of projects that they could run. So I created an app. And so it's actually a whole platform. It's a progressive web app that you can use. You don't have to download anything from like the Google or the Apple store. You don't have to pay for it. It's completely free, although you can download it to your home screen. And I created it to solve the problems of someone had a real strong interest in having a Pieces Possible event or taking action, but they weren't really clear on all the different ways that they could take action. So there's a whole project bank. There's all the different ways that people can kind of get activated, can take people in their community and get everybody riled up to have a big community action. We have some people doing concerts for peace, some people who are doing peace marches, people who are doing peace murals. There's tons of different activities, and so they're all in the app, and people can get a chance to learn from them.
Would you say, for a lot of people, what they think of something like the concept of peace, it seems like such a huge concept, and a lot of people may think, how can just myself, an individual, do anything with such a humongous thing? Mm-hmm. What would you respond to people that have that outlook on it?
Well, I would say I've spoken to people who've had just this exact feedback all over the world. And so because peace is not really defined for us so easily when we just talk about, hey, let's build peace, what I have done is I have created a learning center inside the app that not only tells people about the Pieces Possible initiative, but also takes a few steps back and explains what is violence and helps people understand the difference between cultural and structural and direct violence, which is particularly important if you live in a city, state, or country that feels very safe, or maybe you have a high peace ranking with the Global Peace Index, but maybe there's a high level of bullying or different types of violence within the home or in the workplace or at school, that people could really kind of, if you said, instead of saying just create peace, you said, I'm really interested in doing a project that focuses on eliminating bullying in the schools, then you change the conversation about an abstract concept like building peace to addressing a specific type of violence, which is described for everyone in the app. Something else that people have let me know they weren't quite sure about were the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. People had said, we have not yet had a trainer come in and talk to us about Sustainable Development Goals. We'd be interested in doing a Peace Day project related to them, but we don't know what they are. And so information about the SDGs and human rights, it's in the app. And then a third way to answer your question is, this year in the platform that I've built, you can find out the 8 pillars of positive peace. And so the focus this year is working on building those 8 pillars. And the ones that I've picked for 2019 is accepting the rights of others and building strong relationship with your neighbors. And that can be your neighbors in your community. And that can also be building relationships with neighbors across state lines or across country lines internationally. And the reason for this is in the United States, the largest threat to peace is our ranking for accepting the rights of others is dropped pretty dramatically. And so that's why this project is really focusing on accepting the rights of others and building relationships with neighbors this year.
I think those are both very important things, especially with everything that goes on in the country today. I don't know if anyone would agree with you that it's important for us to work on that. You mentioned the Peace Index. What exactly is the Peace Index?
Of course. So the Institute for Economics and Peace has created both a positive and kind of a negative type of peace for us to focus on. And this understanding of what positive peace is and negative peace, there's a long history of that you can learn about in the platform. But ultimately, the Global Peace Index measures your sense of safety and security within your country or within your community. It also measures the level of militarization, and it measures whether or not there's ongoing internal or external conflict in a community or across borders. So that's the type of thing that's measured in the Global Peace Index. There is a tutorial and everything that you could possibly want to know about how those numbers are calculated in the platform. And then for the positive peace report, it's also done by the Economic Institute or the Institute of Economics and Peace. And that measures the 8 pillars of positive peace. So acceptance of the rights of others, high levels of human capital, a well-functioning government, a sound business environment, low levels of corruption, free flow of information, good relationship with neighbors. And I always forget one. So there's 8. And you can also learn about all of those aspects which are measured in the positive peace report in the platform.
So we can find out more about this on the app that you've created.
You can. It is an entire learning platform that has all of the answers to every question that I've received over the last 2 years about peace and peace is possible. And everything is in there. More than people may want to know is in there. And every single country has their own page. The United States in the platform has its own page. And because I'm the program manager for JCI USA, every single state this year has their own page in the platform so that if they're doing a project for Peace Day, I will manage everything for them. So if they are interested in doing an activity on September the 21st, Peace Day, and they need, for example, content to deliver a workshop, it's there. They can access it. They could just open up the platform and deliver that information. If they are looking to figure out how many people they can get to sign commitments for peace, there's the Race for Peace, and we're doing a race in the United States to see which state gets the most peace commitments, and that's part of the Race for Peace. And so anything people would want to do, the information is there for them on the platform, and then I run all the metrics, so when it's time to fill out the PMG, that all of the metrics will be provided for you. I can tell you how many people attended your event, how many people signed up for peace in your state. I can tell you everything that you want to know, even by city, if you'd like.
Oh, wow. So if a state wants to get involved with this, you mentioned there's the Race for Peace going on right now. Is the best step first to reach out to you individually, or should they download the app first? What's the procedures they should go through?
Great question. So the very first thing that people can do is visit the app or visit the platform, check it out. It's built so that it has responsive design. You can open it on any device. And the website, I'll send it out through, so you have a direct link, but it's peaceispossibleglobal.com. And go into the Learning Center first and find out information that you might have some lingering questions about. And then figure out how you might want to take action. And then on every single state's page, there will be a way to add your event. And so you'll get a chance to have all you can host the event on the platform. So you don't even have to post it outside the platform in like Facebook or Eventbrite. You can host it wherever you want and plug it in on that platform, or we can be the hosting service for you. So first thing is to visit the platform. The second thing is to add your event, and you'll see a link for that on your state's page.
And the state's pages are already set up, so there's nothing that the state presidents have to do for that.
Absolutely. The pages are all set up for everyone. So there will be, I've separated it. So you're going to see in the take action section, you're going to see an option to build peace in your country. And so I've separated the United States out so that we can really get a little deeper at the state, like taking action level. And so that everyone really feels like they're getting strong visibility for the projects and actions that they're taking. So there's a page for every single state underneath the United States tab. And you don't have to build anything. All you have to do is let me know what you want to do. And if anyone has any questions about that, they can email me directly. My email address is peaceispossibleglobal@gmail.com, and I can get back to you as fast as I can.
Great. And what are your goals with the program for this year? Is there a certain amount of states you're trying to get involved with it, a certain amount of projects that are supposed to be run?
Yes. My goal for this year for the United States is to dramatically change the course of history from where we're headed right now with our failure to accept the rights of others, to really seeing everyone get involved and to really make sure that people are participating in the race for peace, which is gathering the commitments. And so I can send the information out about that. It's all you're doing is asking, do you accept the rights of others? Do you think it's a good thing to build a relationship with neighbors? And then do you commit to taking an action on Peace Day? And to really see, the goal for the United States is 5,000 commitments, which is very low. We already have for the United States over 1,000 commitments. And I would like to see us reach 10,000 just because we have so many active leaders here. We have such a strong level of engagement. And so I would really like to see people use this also as a great opportunity to recruit new members. And to really let people know in your community, if you have an interest in civic engagement, or if you have a really strong interest in learning more about peace building and the sustainable development goals, that the JCs or JCI in your community, that's the place to go. And that's the group that you want to participate with on Peace Day. And so it's a really good way to activate young leaders of all ages in your community. And it's a really good opportunity for partnerships too. So my personal goal is to have 100 partners. You know, just whoever is in the community is that people are in, that they invite other people to participate in a Peace Day activity with them, and that we really build community and we really start showcasing and changing the narrative that oftentimes we have about young people and their role in violence, and really change that narrative to, wow, young leaders in the United States, they make peace, and to really change that narrative domestically and internationally.
So this is a program that can really have a lot of benefits for our chapter, because not only is it, you know, helping to achieve peace, but it can also help the chapter with getting new members in, with getting partners in the community. It sounds like there's really a lot of benefits to this program.
There are a lot of benefits to this program. This program is very closely aligned with the JCI Creed, and it started off as one person who is an individual member's vision for creating more peace in the world. And so there's so many young people who just like it says in the Peace and Security Resolution 2250, which this initiative is focused on, young people want to be able to participate in making decisions about how safe their communities are. Young people want to lead projects that reduce bullying and reduce violence in their communities. They want to be the ones that contribute. They have ideas about, they have new and innovative ideas that they want to bring. But right now, I think the reason that this is going to be such an incredible recruitment and membership development opportunity is young people want to be heard. And if this is an organization and this is a type of platform that they can use to be heard, it's absolutely, everyone can get involved, and it's a really good way to kind of provide people with what they're asking for, which is a chance to be heard and to be part of the decision-making process.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And there's a lot of studies out there that show the young generation coming up now is one of the most giving generations that we've seen to date. They want to be involved. They want to help out. So having a program set up like this is going to help attract that younger generation, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's innovative. The platform makes everything available so that if someone has an additional question, if they can't find the answer in the platform, they can reach out to me and I can get them connected. And it's also a really fantastic opportunity because I'm also serving as the global program manager for this program internationally. For people in the United States to learn more about what's happening in other countries, if they're interested, and to find out a little bit more about what peace would look like in a different setting. And so that's a really cool part of this as well, is that if someone wanted to have a Peace Day action, which was, you know, learning geography, you know, or even like a JCI or JC's Jeopardy, that's one of the competitions I did before, either a write-up or a speak-up or a Jeopardy, you can get the information for the questions, and you could do a Peace is Possible, or you could do a Peace Day Jeopardy. You could do a Peace Day speak up. That's actually the theme of the World Public Speaking Championships this year. And so you could do a writing, you can kind of take whatever you find that's exciting to you, and you can turn it into whatever you want, whatever your community wants, whatever the young people in your community are asking for, and you can turn it into anything. And as long as you're taking action on Peace Day, it matters and it counts, and people will see it around the world because I'll amplify it.
That's amazing. So just again, one more time, if someone wants to go download the app, what's the website that they go to?
Sure. So it's a progressive web app. So you go directly to www.peaceispossibleglobal.com. You're welcome to download it to the homepage, or you can use it in your browser. And let me know if you have any questions. You don't have to go to the Google Store or the Apple Store to get it. And it is available to you anytime. It'll work across every device you have. And you can share it, you can comment, you can email me, you can add your event right there.
Fantastic. Great. Well, again, World Peace Day is September 21st. So please go out there, download the app. If you have questions, reach out to Ashley. She's here to help you. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else that you want to say before you leave for us for the night?
You know, there is. I want to say thank you so much for this opportunity to share information about the work that's been going on. This is my baby. This is my project. This is my JCI dream, is to have people participate. And so I really appreciate everyone's support so far. And I can't wait to see what you decide to do in your communities for Peace Day. And fingers crossed, I can't wait to hear all about it.
Great. And I do have one more thing. And I forgot to warn you about this, but on the membership team this year, we've taken the theme as the wolf pack, because we're all part of the same pack. We're all here to help each other out. So every podcast we end, we ask our speaker to give us their best wolf pack howl. Do you think you can give us a howl, Ashley?
Can you handle my howl, do you think?
I think we can handle it. Let's hear it.
Oh!
Ha ha ha. That was perfect. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you on here and to learn more about the Peace as Possible. And I know we're going to get those 5,000 commitments from the U.S. Let's work on that 10,000. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Howl Time. Remember, if there's something that you want to hear about, or you have a chapter or a project that you think is just doing amazing things, please reach out to me and let me know. You can reach me at my email address, enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Until next week, JCI, I'll howl at you later.